This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's the thing. I'm not comfortable with this, but I will allow this to happen if you guys really want to do it.
I think you could really benefit from hearing the hearing these and listening.
So if you've missed some time, it's... The show is different, and it's called The Slacker Show. I want everyone who writes those angry texts to hear me for the 900th time. I didn't ask for it to be called that. I don't like that name.
I know. It's so funny.
Oh, my God. That's just not who I am.
I know. You're in an unwinnable position because the more you fight back against it, the kind of less we believe you.
But it's so...
Because it's an unprovable thing. Like, no, I didn't want it. No, I swear. And like, but you really didn't.
I really didn't.
And it's unfair that
like
you're
if this were a morning show, like morning shows when they go through change, like what you can tell when you're not going to be able to keep your job is because it was like the Johnny and Timmy show and then they fire Timmy or Timmy decides to quit or Timmy dies or whatever. And it's like, hey, we're just going to call it the Breakfast Flakes now. And you're like, oh, that means anybody could be in the bowl kind of thing. I wanted to name the show something like the afternoon snack or something.
You wanted us fired?
No, I wanted me fired. I don't want
our names aren't on the show.
No.
We will be fired. Don't worry.
No, Aaron. They put in like a featuring thing. You guys are like Nicki Minaj on the show right now, aren't you?
Okay. Yeah.
She has a lot of good stuff by herself.
No, but I'm just saying she's a
no,
feature.
No, it's fine.
She's a feature.
Yeah,
okay. You're like Shaggy. I don't know who you are. You're featured right now. Anyway.
Kind of feeling the T-Hack and Aaron show right now.
Okay, well, that's literally what's about to happen. Is that you two came in with this list of like things therapists have said. Listen, I've been to therapy. I don't know why you guys act like I haven't been to therapy. I've been to therapy. I feel like you guys don't
that's
understand.
That's the one thing that you took from therapy. And granted, it's great. But there's more steps.
What I hear you saying is that you feel that I haven't seen what I'm doing is like non-combative communication. So what I'm doing, T-Hack, is repeating back to her what I heard her say, and then I'm going to dunk on her.
No.
This is good, because I have never been to therapy. I just learned everything about it from you.
You've never been to therapy?
I feel like I haven't been.
I don't know.
Did I do it right?
Is it rude that I... assumed he had been. It just seemed like something your family would. I love her. It's healthy. He just seems so like open-minded.
I'm in my own
centered.
Head a lot. And,
yeah.
But I've never been.
You project outwardly that you're not in your own head though. You do. Like I know you, and I know you overthink every single thing that happens every moment of every day. But outwardly, most people think you got your crap together.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, that's winning therapy in a way, right?
No.
I've kind of defeated it already.
Actually, like, I don't know that therapy
check.
Is the...
Oh, okay.
So basically what we have here are a list of things that therapists have said or little mantras and things that are life-changing. And now maybe it's just only Aaron bringing these to the table because I don't even know if you're allowed to. Although, T-Hack, you do have some life perspective that feels.
There's one story that he told not too long ago that I think about almost daily, and I don't remember what it's called, but it's the
oh
good,
my God,
the good, bad, hard to tell
oh
thing.
Oh my God,
I think
are you
about
being
it all
serious?
The time. Yeah,
I almost every day.
Yeah,
like to the point I've told other people it, and they're like, that doesn't make sense. And then when you tell the story, it's like. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good news, bad news. Who's to say?
There you go.
Yeah.
That okay. parable that you told on the air that day.
So good.
Literally flipped
really?
My life.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well, I'm, should I tell? So it's, the farmer has, I forget the order, but the farmer has a horse, right? And then the horse runs away and the guy, the neighbor comes over, goes, oh no. Man, bad news. He goes, good news, bad news. Who's to say? A couple days later, the horse comes back from the wild with a wild horse. And now he's got more horses. The guy goes, oh, well, this is great news. And the farmer says, oh, good news, bad news. Who's to say? Then his son's riding on one of the wild horses, falls off and breaks his leg. Oh, that's bad news. Good news, bad news. Who's to say?
So good.
Then the army comes for recruiting to take the guy. And oh, his son has a broken leg, so they can't take his son. Good news, bad. And it goes on and on. Good news, bad news. Who's to say?
You can just look at anything. It's like, you got an extra horse. And it's like, maybe that's not as don't take anything for granted. And don't take everything too seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even know you guys listened to me.
Legit.
Most of the time you're like snoring.
Well, I mean, it's soaking in more while we're snoring. It's more subconscious mind kind of things. But it's like, there are little moments like that in therapy that you get, like that, what I was just doing to her, the non-combative communication or whatever, where when she gets done saying her thing, if I repeat it back to her, if I summarize it back to her, one thing for sure, she knows I heard her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's also making sure you're understanding what I'm saying, because I might be phrasing it in a different way.
Or I might have heard it differently, and when I'm repeating back to you, you're like, stand by, that's not what I said at all.
Mm-hmm.
So is that when you say, what I'm hearing is...
Yes.
But doesn't that sound condescending if somebody says, what I'm hearing you say is...
Well, when you say it like that, yes.
Yeah, you take the stank off of it.
You can't win therapy if you're talking like that.
Never. Okay, so we have a whole list of like... therapy things like the good news, bad news, who's to say, that I think we should go through a few and maybe change people's lives, or more to the point that was said just before we went on the air, Aaron was like, you could use this, Slacker.
Yeah.
And which is...
They're not bad, because these are really good. I think...
Give us one.
You can't be brave without being scared first.
That's true. Yeah.
You're just nodding. What do you mean you can't be brave? Sometimes.
Being brave isn't not being scared. It's being scared and doing the thing anyways. Because otherwise, if you're not scared, then you're not brave. Bravery is overcoming.
You don't have that thing to overcome.
Yep. Bravery in your eyes or somebody else's eyes? Because there's people who, like the guys who walk the beams on high rises and they're welding and whatever. They're not scared. And they're doing something we could never understand. They just don't have that.
They don't have the same
height
fear.
Height doesn't mean anything to them. So it's like, is bravery in your eyes, or is bravery in out? Like, what that guy's doing, I think, is brave, insane, a billion things.
I think it's in your own eyes, because that worker might not be afraid of getting up on the heights, but maybe he's dealing with a sick mother or something that he has to be brave, and he's dealing. Then that's a completely different fear that he's overcoming. But so I think it's everyone deals with different fears and overcomes them. So it's in your own eyes.
But like, there's a guy grabbing Aaron and he's going to hurt her. I'm afraid of that guy. So if I intervene, I'm being brave, you say.
Yeah.
But there's another guy right over there who's really big, who doesn't even think twice about it, just goes, folds that guy into a pretzel. He was never scared. He just knew he could take that guy down. We did the exact same thing. I took the guy on, he took the guy on. Aren't we both being brave?
Yeah.
He wasn't scared. But he wasn't scared first. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if bravery is the act, or is bravery the act of knowing you could, like, if that guy's not afraid, he's bohemian, like a Jokic, kind of like 7 foot tall, is like, oh, Aaron's getting hurt, and just walks over, twists the guy's head off, and walks away. Whereas I'd have to, like, oh, it's Aaron, and she's fine. No, I don't know. We can always find another redhead. I'd be shopping in my head for like, see how fast.
Well, now
could
the
Amazon...
other guys are more brave.
No, who's brave? That's all I'm saying.
I see what you're saying. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I guess they all, to a third party observer, I feel that they're both brave.
Yeah.
More therapy words are coming up next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got into a 10-minute argument over what bravery is. Feel free to text in if you understand.
I'm really proud that we never looked up the definition as well. It was just kind of us. I didn't even think about it until
now. I feel like so, that's probably my job to do.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. We were talking about Aaron found some things that are like things that therapists have said that are life-changing, and Tiak has said something to us that's life-changing. In fact, if you want to text in some of your mantras and stuff mm-hmm. that are life-changing, we'll take them at 51059. But like, I just find, I don't know if bravery is in the eye of the beholder or bravery is in the eye of everyone who saw the act.
Mm-hmm. Bravery is, means you're ready to face and endure danger or pain, showing courage.
I'm just saying, if you're a huge guy and a little guy is doing something, you're not fearing anything, so you just go do it. If
you might still be fearing it, but it's at a lower level, but the fear is still there. I don't know.
If you're an expert swimmer and you're a lifeguard and somebody's drowning and you jump in and get them, I don't think it's that brave. If someone's drowning and I jump in for them, that's brave as hell.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared to death.
You're probably hurting them more
right.
than...
Well, I'm basically
the like, thanks.
Condemning us both to death if I jump in after you. All right, give me another one.
Someone asked their therapist, how do you process all of the negative feelings that are projected at you? And he said, they aren't my feelings. I don't think he realized how profound that was.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, I do like that one. I've heard like similar
things. I feel
like
the three of us, we really latch onto other people's feelings as well. And or we're just like very hyper aware of other people's feelings.
Okay. So that therapy that line doesn't help me. I want to know how to process it.
Well, yeah.
But you're telling me
you don't have to.
Yeah, you
They're
don't
not
have
your
to.
Feelings.
I'm going to do this. By the time we're done with this, I'm actually going to have to say Tiak is smart or profound or something.
But, I have one therapy.
No, here's the...
I keep picturing a video game and the therapist is like the big boss.
Finish him! Finish him!
I checked out of it. I got college credit. And
you clept out?
Clept out. That's the word, yeah.
I checked out, bro.
Here's my thing. This is something else you said as it relates to manifesting.
Okay.
You can't manifest a negative. You can't say, don't drink alcohol tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's don't think of a zebra.
Right. Your brain doesn't recognize the word don't or no or stop. Stop doing this. Your brain just hears do this.
I feel the exact same way about the advice Aaron just gave.
Really?
Don't think about their feelings. They're not your feelings. The more I tell myself to not think about, it's the whole, oh my God, my parents used to say this to me all the time. Sticks and stones may break your bones. Yeah. And words hurt as well.
I think that's one of the phrases that is actually the opposite meaning, the blood is thicker than water, and it continues on. I think sticks and stones might be one of those as well.
It was always sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So it's basically what this person is saying. They're not your feelings. When somebody projects their feelings at you, just let it go. And it's like, let it go feels like don't think about a zebra. To me, let it go is when Tiak is throwing his venom at me that he does off the air, because you guys don't understand this. You think it's an abusive relationship from me to him. But if you saw off the air,
I cannot.
Don't act like Aaron.
He
hides it from even you. You guys think that he's this nice person and he walks around and he buys his wife flowers and he does all these great, got two great kids. Like when you guys aren't looking, oh.
Slacker, therapy's about you. Let's focus on I words.
I feel that Tiak is an abusive piece of crap.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
We have our soda aficionado here and he has some umbrage.
I do, yeah.
Are you a Coke man or a Pepsi man?
I am either.
Mm-mm.
I like either. I really am. Mm-mm. I'm not.
You have to pick
one. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
They're both beautiful in their own way.
No. Mm-mm. You can't. I'm not going to. I won't allow it, dude. I'm dead serious. This is one that I like.
There's a time and a place for both.
No. Nope. You're either Elvis or the Beatles, period.
Yeah.
You just are.
Okay.
There's certain things you're one or the other of. To date myself, you're Brady Bunch or Partridge Family. You can't be both. And you're Coke or Pepsi. You can't. It's like, oh, I'll drink either one. Sure. I get it. But it's like,
you have to pick one.
You're walking up to a table and they have ice cold Coke and they have ice cold Pepsi. You're not going to go, I don't care. I don't care. No, I like them both.
It will depend on my mood.
No. Dude, because why would you?
Pepsi's sweeter.
This show is about honesty.
Just Coke. I'm trying to be honest. Coke is more classic. So if I had to pick one, I would go Coke because it's more universal. It's got the polar bears going for it. It's like you. What do you?
You're
have?
Not drinking their ad campaign. What are you? What?
It's everything around it. It's just classic. Like Coke is just classic. Burger, Coke, boom. Pepsi.
Or, certain aren't there certain restaurants that is burger Pepsi?
It is, and that's where I get in trouble because I love Pepsi too, and I love Mountain Dew, which is owned by Pepsi. So I can't turn my back completely on Pepsi.
No. But we're only talking about the traditional colas.
There's I like both. I don't know. You're not gonna get.
I would pick
Coke. I'll go with Coke if I had to choose one for the rest of my life.
You don't
have
to be mad at me for it.
Too late for that.
He literally just I'll pick Coke.
Fine, just leave me alone.
Right. I was like, you get nothing. How's that?
Okay. I don't know what you want.
RC, would you drink an RC?
I don't think I've ever had RC.
I had one the other
an
like
RC?
Isn't that the one I sent you a picture of? No.
You sent me a picture?
Yeah, remember? Because I was like, this is the first time I've ever seen this. What was the one that you used to drink?
You sent this to me?
Yeah. Wow, I'm glad you read our text.
I don't. You sent it to both Tiak and I or just me?
No, it was just you. Because I thought it was the one that you drank growing up because it was like the really cheap
Shasta.
That's what it was. Sorry. Oh, yeah, no, not RC.
Cheap. Yeah.
I didn't drink it.
You didn't drink
no.
it?
No. I was too scared.
Was it just cola? Straight up Shasta cola? I forget what
it was Shasta like Dr. Pepper.
What's it called? Dr. Fun or something? Dr. Yeah. Shasta. It's so stupid. Yeah. Like you just get real close. It's like Walgreens has wall fed. It's like, yeah. Is that Sudafed? Is that what you mean? It's like
just handing out doctorates. Like you're good enough. You're a soda.
Shasta PhD is what they call it. It's so stupid. Okay, well, I didn't know this. In the Cola Wars. I have assumed my whole life as a non cola drinker. Yeah. I don't
a non participant.
I'm not. I mean, I don't hate, like.
I've just seen enough fighting. I just want the two sides, Coke and Pepsi, to come together.
Well, it's over. They don't have to because Pepsi is just sliding off the planet Earth
as it should.
They're not even. I thought it was. I assumed it's 1-2 in all things. It's like Coke 1, Pepsi 2, and then every once in a while Pepsi like gets some scandalous photos of Coke doing yeah. something weird, and it's like Pepsi 1, Coke, and it's like Coke hires the right PR guy. It's like, no, it's AI, it's like deep fakes.
I remember seeing there's some documentary on Coke versus Pepsi, and it really used to be that serious. It was either the heiress of the Coke or the Pepsi brand.
Yes.
Let's just say it was Coke, and she said if I was on fire, I would not let you pour Pepsi on me. To put me out.
Like, oh my legit.
God. Yeah, I was so brand loyal.
Yes. That's and why you got them.
To me, they're both good. Just
they're not. They're,
just put out the fire.
Yeah, but I'm not. Just pour it on me. I don't even need to be on fire.
But they're so radically different to me.
Yeah.
The weird thing is in the can. So what I had read in the Cola Wars before, and you can correct me, Johnny Aficionado, like, Pepsi always wins the challenge. Like, if you have two little Dixie cups and they have you try them both, mm-hmm. Pepsi almost always wins.
I think because it's sweeter. Yeah.
But and then when you're having a burger and stuff, you're like, ew, I don't like you. You want the bite of Coke.
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Pepsi is so far gone from the top sodas that the number two soda right now is actually the aforementioned Shasta PhD.
What?
It's actually the official.
It's Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Dr. Pepper is number two.
That's number one for sure.
It's
Dr.
your favorite?
Pepper?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Just a regular? Do you do diet?
No,
or just
I do diet.
Okay, so there's something with diet Dr. Pepper. I had a teacher that drank
diet
Dr. Pepper.
Nothing
like,
is good.
All the kids would like get her a 12 pack at the end of the year. Like she was
oh my
known.
Gosh.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's what I took away most from the class was that she drinks diet Dr. Pepper, to be honest.
Oh my God.
So is there what? Why the diet?
Well, I do it because I'm a diabetic.
Oh.
So. There
that'll
you
do
go.
It.
What's good about Dr. Pepper? Like, to me, I want the Pepsi version of Dr. Pepper.
That's Mr. Pibb?
Yes. I think Coke makes it, but Mr. Yeah. Pibb is actually sweeter than Dr. Pepper. Like, Dr. Pepper is to Mr. Pibb as Coke is to Pepsi. Like, okay. Mr. Pibb is like the sweeter, a little less carbonated version.
See, and I like a wild cherry Pepsi or a cherry Coke.
You gotta choose.
Dr. Pepper has cherry in it. It has like the 23 flavors or whatever.
Yeah, I think I just like
that. That's true. There's 23 flavors in Dr. Pepper.
There's a number on the can, and that's how many flavors.
That's their claim to fame.
Shut up. It's just cola with like
no.
It's like Jägermeister or something in it. It's just got a little wang to it. It's not cherry. They make cherry Dr. Pepper, don't they?
They do.
I thought Dr. Pepper was cherry.
It does have cherry in it.
Okay.
But they do like extra cherry.
So I'm just... I have a terrible taste buds, we've established.
Where does Squirt land on the hierarchy of... Is that
different from Sprite?
It's grapefruit,
yes.
Right?
Grapefruit, okay.
No, it's not grapefruit.
I thought it was.
I think it is. That sounds
it
right.
It is?
Yeah.
Just the name is just weird.
It's a little weird, yeah.
Can I squirt?
Grapefruit flavored, caffeine free, yeah.
Okay. Do you know Squirt was the first soda to put aspartame in their diet soda?
No way.
Should we just drop the soda talk and all go have a Dr. Pepper with Maker's Mark?
Yeah.
Sure.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how to tell you this, but okay. Should I not tell him or should I tell him?
We all know that AHAC runs the house.
No. It's not even that.
Oh.
I think they're heading for trouble.
Oh.
What?
You're 100% heading for trouble.
Why?
She sent you the first signal yesterday.
What? What is that? She texted you or something? What's going on?
She did ask me for my lawyer's number.
Oh, no.
No. Why don't you... Because you came in happy.
Very happy. Proud.
Is it me? Am I crazy?
I mean...
This is not good.
You've never been proud of T-Hack.
Yeah, that is true.
I feel like you might have a proud problem. You don't know how to share it.
This is different. I am proud of him about this one thing. The thing we're talking about, I am proud of him. He's been eliminated.
So,
all right, explain what happened.
I got home the other day. We have a Blackstone grill, which is a very nice grill. We were given it by a close family friend, thankfully. It was Slacker. He gave me his old one because he can't resist the new one at Costco.
Yeah. And by the way, if Costco puts out a new Blackstone, I want everyone to know my old one will be up on the block if you want it.
I struck too early.
Because this new one is so big, I don't even think it'll fit on your deck.
Probably not. I took the normal one because yours has the air fryers. It has all the...
Three air fryers, a warmer.
Wow.
Huge. Oh my God. It's so good.
So it's just a Blackstone, like a big
cutting tray on the
two
side.
Two out of the three here have one, so we'll see.
You have a credit card. If you go to Tractor Supply Company. You can borrow my truck.
That's what I did. I had to.
Did you borrow my truck?
Yeah.
Or did I bring it to you?
No, you borrowed.
That was the day you came.
I made 100 trips back. I had to go get the truck, then go.
Okay, but so keep going. I'm sorry. What happened with your Blackstone?
So I got home. So we've been trying to use the Blackstone more and more because it's awesome. As we use it more and more, we realize how great it is, how fun
and
it is.
If you mentioned the Slacker Show at Tractor Supply Company,
And also, I'm trying to make you proud because you gave it to us, and you talk about using your Blackstone all the time. And you're right. It's awesome. The more we use it, the more we fall in love with
breakfast,
it.
Breakfast, dinner.
Yeah, everything.
Just put something. For real, I don't get paid by Blackstone to pimp their products. I made Chex Mix on the Blackstone.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't think, like, putting Chex and pretzels and, like, you could even eat it. I could use the
gluten-free.
Oh, my God. The gluten-free pretzels and then the rice Chex.
Yeah.
With Worcestershire and like soy. Ooh. Oh my God, it's so good. And nuts, and it's just like, you get the little hibachi handles.
Exactly.
Out.
That's the best part when you get the two of them.
And you
look like you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Even though you don't.
You flip a shrimp up into your toque. It's the hat, the chef's. Okay.
So you're further in than I am. Yeah. We haven't reached that. But so we've been trying to use it more, and I came home last night and I saw that the cover was off the Blackstone and it had been used. And I was, what's going on with the Blackstone? And my wife said, I made burgers for the kids while I was still at work.
You weren't immediately thinking, like, when I was married, if I go into my house before we had kids and the toilet seat's up, you're like, were you cleaning? She had a dude over, dude.
No, it's so obvious.
No.
Like, there are signs that your wife is disinterested in you. And one of them is she took over something that you do.
I don't know if it's disinterested.
He wasn't there, and they wanted burgers.
You just wait. You just You just wait.
But the kids needed to eat. I thought it was great. I thought, because I was like, oh, that's smart that you thought to use it even though I wasn't here. Now, every other time we've used the Blackstone, it's been kind of a big family event. It's been on a weekend. It's been like...
Oh, so every time you've done it together as a loving gesture, as a marital...
But didn't you just say that Blackstones are really, really cool? So why can't people use them individually?
They can, unless it's part of a loving ritual you have with your sig other. It's like, oh, we're watching Ted Lasso
over how
together.
Much they love it.
No,
Yes.
It's like, oh, I love Ted Lasso. You and I are watching Ted Lasso together. And then if I come in and jump into Apple TV and all of a sudden it's like, wait, it's on season 3, episode 8, and we're still... Did you? Oh, I just love it so much. It's like, no, that's... You have...
That's different.
No, that's not different.
It's totally different.
It's something
this
we
is
do
just
together.
Cooking. You can cook food without each other, and it's fine.
No, not...
They
not,
have bonded over their love for the Blackstone, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see what you're doing. You're trying to include me in there, get a little ego stroke to get me to get off of T-Hack, but I'm not going
to
do it.
It's the only cooking mechanism that I know how to do. She knows how to do everything.
Hello?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So she
knows
could have
how
found...
to do it. Well, no, it's fine.
It's the one thing where he has a little bit of work.
Well, that's his problem. He
it
needs
is,
to...
No, it is his problem. And she's now saying,
sorry, D-Hack, I know you're hurt.
Like, we'd be fine if you just stepped outside.
Okay. Okay.
Ange is on her way in with some burgers.
Oh,
for
you
us.
Guys did the show without me. That's great. We were having such a good time together. I see what you're saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. OPP, other people's problems. You got them. We solve them.
Do we?
We don't, but the listeners do. That's the whole intent behind this. We kick it around. We say stupid stuff. Then people call in and give good advice. What's this one about?
Olivia is, she feels like she's being taken advantage of by her daughter and her grandkids.
Oh. Okay. Olivia?
Hey, yay.
What, this is an awful emotion to feel. What's going on?
Well, my daughter and her husband, they work really busy jobs. You know, I get it. They got great careers. They have two kids. I love my grandchildren, love spending time with them. And in the beginning, they kind of asked me if I could watch them here and there, you know, day or two. One thing rolled into another. It's been a couple years, and instead of even dropping the kids, sometimes they ask me to come get them in the morning and bring them over to my house. And then, you know, I have them all day, which, okay, that's great. But, you know, I just feel like I don't have a life much anymore. And I'm more of a mother to them. My daughter says she can't afford to put them in daycare. So my free daycare is, you know, the option. And I don't know, a few times my friends have asked me to go travel and, you know, play a game of golf or things like that, and I can't. I can't because either I have to take them to the pediatrician or they don't feel good or I'm just watching them for the whole day and then my kids have to work overtime. So I don't know.
So
I want my life back, but is this selfish? I mean, I know this is once in a lifetime.
Do you want money? I mean, No. I'm just, would it feel better if you were compensated a little? Or what do you, or do you want just the flexibility? Do you want to cut it off entirely? Do you just want vacation time? What, like, do you know, like,
I guess I think it's just gotten so far along that I'm not sure what I want. Yeah. Would some compensation make me feel slightly more valued? Yeah, I guess so. Cause then I could be like, oh, great, I'm putting money away for my trip. Or if it wasn't as much time, then I could plan, you know, a little vacation or something. So
let me
take advantage of.
Let me get the phone number in here, because I know you're not the lone grandma or parents using grandma as a resource. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059. This is a fairly typical thing. I've watched this happen in other families that I've kind of hung out with. But if you push back, what I've seen happen is then they go, oh, cool. Then you just won't see the kids.
Yeah, no. That's exactly what I'm afraid of. No, it's true.
Because people are just, it's so weird. You act incredulous by that, but so many people are like, I'm going to take advantage of you until you ask me to stop, and then I'm going to be mad at you.
That's crazy.
Because why'd you make me stop? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
Well, do you have any friends who are also grandparents? Are they jealous of you at all? Like, cause you get all this time.
They were kind of like, oh, she's so cute and look at you. You get to feed her and but like they don't watch their grandkids and they're just living life free and easy, having fun. And here I am. I feel like a young mom again, all over again.
I don't think that makes you selfish to want time off to focus on you, go on a trip, do something for yourself. That does not make you selfish at all.
I agree with you.
I just wonder if there are other grandparents listening who maybe they live in a different state or something. Yeah. I know that's the situation we're in, and I'm sure my parents and in-laws would say, oh, we'd love to spend every day with them.
I mean, they say that until you're in it. The grass is always greener. It's like, oh, I never get to. If I lived in the same city, I'd be over there every day. And it's like, no.
Yeah. We'll move here. We'll take advantage of you. We definitely will.
But you would. I think you'd get tired of it too.
Probably. Yeah. I'm joking.
Okay. You basically just told your in-laws that you're sick of them, even though you never see them. Nice. I think the weirdness. Where it starts to get real icky for me is you're already doing them a favor, and then they're like, yeah, we can't even bring them over today. You come get them.
I don't like the assumption.
Yeah, it's like, not only are we going to use you for free daycare, but we can't even be bothered to drive them to your house. You chauffeur them over to your free daycare.
Like, yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's kind of crappy.
That's really crappy. And then I'm assuming if you have them all day, then you're buying them food.
Yeah, for sure. And that's okay. That I don't mind. But like, I have to schlep them along to the grocery. I have to go, with them to, like, sometimes I have no choice but to take them with me to, like, the dermatologist or the dentist. And that's really hard,
You're not their mom. Like, I'm getting more and more upset by that. Like, I never took advantage of anybody when we had kids. We just always found a way to throw money at it. Because nobody ever helped me. I wanted my mom to see the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not every time. It's, oh, we have a date. Oh, we're going to Vegas for a couple of days. Oh, it's like, that's not fair.
Well, and it sounds like you wanted your mom to be a grandmother, not a second round mother. Like, you've already been through this, Olivia, right? And you're done.
Yeah. Well, I guess if it was just maybe a day or two a week, and then I just knew those were the days not to sort of have any other commitments, I could do it. I don't know. I just feel like crummy.
Have you guys seen grandparents at a grocery store or like at the school drop off?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yep. They look so tired because it's like, they're exactly what, like I see them. It's like, they're holding the kids and you're like, that's not your kid.
Yeah.
That's your grandkid. And it's like, but yet you're schlepping them to King Supers and you're doing like
all of your normal stuff.
Well, maybe Olivia's saying the thing that maybe a lot of them feel is like, I can't say I don't want to do this because I'm lucky to have, but maybe more people feel this way than you think.
All right. So I guess, hang on right there, Olivia. We're going to get you some advice. I guess what we're looking for is people who've set up a healthy boundary as a grandparent. Because I think, I've watched it in my own family where it's like, if you push back on anything, then they use the kids as a pawn immediately. It's like, Oh, you don't want to see the kids. Oh, okay. Well, then we can make that happen.
That's not okay.
It's definitely not okay, but it's a human reaction that I've unfortunately witnessed more times than I can count. So Olivia wants to be a grandma, not a mother, and back down her time that she's spending with her grandkids. If you have any advice, she could use it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a kind of a touchy subject. Olivia is a grandma, but she's feeling...
overworked.
Yeah,
burnt out.
She's essentially the mother of her grandchildren.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I mean, it starts... It's a slow trickle. Hey, can you watch him while we run? Do a... any chance you could drop him off at... Could you...
The kids just love seeing you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And now it's like, hey, can you just come get him for the day? Because we got to go to work. And she's like...
Let's move it. Come on.
Right. She feels sort of like an indentured servant and doesn't know how to back it down without her daughter and the son like going, screw you. So what should she do? Fran?
Yay.
What do you think?
I'm going through the exact same thing. It's not easy, but I love all my grandkids. Right now, I'm basically watching one.
Literally right now while you're calling us?
Oh, no. Right now, today's my day off.
You shouldn't have a day off, Fran. You're a grown woman and you've had your kids. Like, that's
the job. I have a job and I still watch my grandson pretty much full time. Sometimes he comes to work with me, but I just got back from a trip with my friends and I had to tell my daughter I'm going to be out of town this week. She had a month to find other daycare, which she did. 40 years ago, I couldn't afford daycare when I needed it either. So I understand that they can't afford daycare, but perhaps they can afford part-time daycare. Let grandma watch the child a couple days a week and pay for the other couple days.
That's all I'm saying is possible. It's real rough if they're like, can you watch the kid while I go out and get sushi? It's like, how about you take your sushi budget and put that towards childcare?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Well, but that's kind of asking a lot. But I've been asked to come pick up my grandson also. Sometimes she brings him. Sometimes I'm expected to pick him up. That's hard, but we have to do it. And I've done it with my other grandchildren. They've grown. They can stay home and watch themselves now.
You're a saint.
No. Well, I don't know about that. But it's hard. But just think her grandchildren or child... We'll be in school soon, and she'll kind of be off the hook.
It's not your kid! Like, it's driving me nuts. I love your love. I love your love.
But we're grandparents.
But you're, like, you didn't make the decision to have kids. They did. And if they didn't, they're like, wait, you have to watch them all the time? It's like, yeah. That's a you problem. Like, you had kids.
Just most of the time, not all the time.
Fran. Truly, you're awesome, and it sounds like you found a little bit of a balance.
But it does sound also like the kids have a better experience spending time with Fran than they would in daycare. So
but that's not there's the
an
point.
Is there an element of like the kids are much more happier? They get much more one-on-one attention. They get all these good things.
So would your dogs? But you know what? It's not somebody else's responsibility. You had dogs, like my buddy Chad's having Aaron watch his dog. He could just put in a kennel. Oh, it'd be better. So he's paying the extra money. It's like you pay for, like, you don't get to just force your kid on grandma just because it'd be better. You're right. It is better, but not every single day. That's just, Olivia and Fran need to start this club of like beating down
like
grandmas.
A daycare.
Yes. Yeah. Essentially. Yes. Brittany.
Yay.
What do you think?
I am a mom of two young children. And so but what I think is happening is not okay. They're taking advantage of this and I think they'll just continue to do it until she says something. And I think she should just say like, hey, I already had my kids. I gave my time, which we all know is a lot of time, but I think that you'll figure it out. Like people just have to sacrifice somewhere to pay for a nanny, a babysitter, something. If she wants to give them 2 days a week, great. That's nice of her, but they need to find some other daycare or something. And she just needs to tell them, hey, I'll give you another month of this, but I need to live my life.
Good for you. I boundaries are the key. Thank you. I know how people are. The second you say, I'm pulling back in a month, it's like, pull back now. Screw you.
Yeah. Or if you go, you got to start paying me. You go, well, if I have to pay someone,
then I'll just pay a professional.
Yeah.
Which is
grandma's the ultimate professional.
Yeah.
Experience.
Yay.
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 What do you think?
So I am the parent. I'm a single mom and was very reliant on my mom to watch my son. I think that what made it work is just communication. Like, if my mom were feeling worn out and overwhelmed and not wanting to be doing that every day, she knew that she could just tell me, and I would find a way to either reduce the number of days or...
But you know you're putting her in a position where she has to, even when she's burnt out, she's like, I can do this. Because I love my grandkid.
And she loves her daughter.
Right.
It's so just, another thing that I was thinking that would have helped if my mom had done this, just what if she looks into ways or places that could watch the kids for cheap, like after school programs or something, and just suggest that to, I don't know if it's her daughter or son, but suggest that to the parent and let them decide like to do it a couple days a week or something.
Thank you for the call, Tabby. Here's the thing. Everybody's saying the same thing, but it all comes down to how is this daughter going to react when they have the conversation? Or, you know, like,
and who knows, she might be upset at first, but ultimately I think she has to understand.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I've literally seen this with my own eyes, and somebody pushed up back a little bit and didn't see their grandkids for 6 months.
Wow.
And it's such a gross thing to use your kids as a pawn. But it's like, if you're willing to just schlep your kids onto your mom, even knowing she's already done that, then you're probably willing to do that as well. Like, use your kids as a pawn. This was really unfun.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There's been a lot of announcements on the show lately, and I have to make another one. If you guys don't both take it back, I will leave the show today.
Coming up, the T-Hack and Aaron Show.
There's a story out that people... Okay, I am not one of those people who thinks a hot dog can only have mustard on it. Those
Good.
People... You're from Good. Chicago, and you're like, we invented the hot dog, and like mustard's the only thing. Mustard alone is only good on a couple things.
No, and mustard's just bad. But...
No.
Mustard is what?
Mustard is just...
You, like hot mustard? Any mustard.
Any mustard, yeah.
Regular French's yellow mustard.
Oh, yeah, that's... I could almost do the fancier ones more than just a plain one.
Really?
Yeah.
How? You're a pretzel guy. How do you eat a pretzel without eating stone ground?
Yeah.
That, like, it's like horseradish wasabi, like, woo! Like, gets you the kick in the face.
No, I just eat it plain. Hold the cheese.
You don't do the cheese, the beer cheese, or
I'll
the mustard.
I'll do like a beer cheese. I don't really like the like nacho cheese if you just get it from a pretzel stand. But at a restaurant, sometimes they put out like fancier cheese. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, like a queso.
Doesn't the Griff, they have a good mustard. Haven't you tried that
They do have a mustard.
She said a good mustard.
Yeah,
I can play it back for you.
Yeah, no, they have one. They have a mustard.
So
that
you
I've tried.
You're such a child. You won't eat mustard.
I don't like. Yeah, I just don't like it.
On especially a hot dog, what do you put on a hot dog?
Just ketchup.
Oh my!
What's wrong with that? You're being no better than the people who are like.
No, because as a purist, I think mustard has to be there. I just don't. I don't think it has to be there alone.
I agree.
This is kind of funny. In high school, I had an article in the school paper, and I would interview people, and my go-to question was, "What do you like on your hot dog?" So what?
You started this is kind of funny, and we're waiting for you to get to the part where you're like, and there I was with President Bill Clinton, and he just likes...
So what do you like on your hot dog? It's come full circle is the funny part. Here I am.
Oh.
My journalistic endeavors. Fade off. God.
I will eat a hot dog, so I have varying speeds of hot dogs. Do you not have that?
Varying speeds?
Okay, let's talk about this. You're at somebody's backyard, and they've just burnt the crap out of a weenie on a grill.
Okay.
That's probably just a ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to be able to get me where I need to be.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. But yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you put cheese on a hot dog?
You don't have a plate. You're just kind of holding it. It's
yeah, you're
it's
just like, oh, I'm not going to... Right.
Yeah, okay. It's a casual dog.
Yes. And it's crunchy because they've burnt it.
Mm. Yeah.
Like...
Yeah,
but that's would good. You put cheese on a hot dog? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Oh my god.
I like it in a brat though, when it's like inside the whatever.
Bread?
No, it's in the actual
oh, cheese
dog.
Like a cheesy brat.
Yeah.
Like with the yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I've never thought about putting like a slice cheese of cheese
on a hot dog?
It.
Okay, you can take a hot dog. We're all going to jump in my grocery getter and we're going to Orange Julius because they make hot dogs and they make one that's like a nacho dog. Swear to God, it's one of the best things I've ever had. Like cheese, like salsa, like ground up tortilla chips, jalapeno. It's like it's like nachos on and tomatoes. And you're just like,
I might be more of a purist. Yeah. I think I just
no,
want
come on.
It sounds mustard. Like they could forget the hot dog and you wouldn't even notice.
You would though, because you want that nasty wang.
Well, when you put it that way.
Now you're talking our language.
Don't you think a hot dog has a wang to it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you open a package of bologna, you're like, woof.
Yeah.
What happened in here?
It's adjacent to what it's supposed to.
Yes. It's like somebody farted in a Tupperware.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I want to eat it. A little.
A little. Yeah.
It's only me or no?
No, we're on the same page completely. Do you have any Tupperware?
I do. I have Snapware in my car. Well, would you like me to run down while
bring
we
it
go?
In. We'll have a taste test.
We haven't even got to the thing that we're supposed to be talking about.
Right.
The thing we're talking about is now people are putting mayo on it. And both Tiak and Aaron have said you would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mayo does not... Okay.
I wouldn't do it solo. I'd probably do it with mustard and ketchup.
Why?
Ooh. I would do it solo, I think.
Really?
The picture I saw was solo, which that is vile. That's gross.
Why?
I don't think it's gross. It mellows out the wang.
Yeah. I am updating my Tinder profile. I'm just going to take a picture of me holding some mayonnaise and go, yeah. The picture I saw is that I just talked myself into being on your team. I don't know how it happened. I do know how it happened. I was going to say absolutely not, never, but because of my bologna farting in Tupperware comment, what goes with bologna?
Oh, yeah, mayo.
Yeah.
Or?
No.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Oh, it's
no,
actually
no,
the
no.
best thing you can
it's
put
gross.
With bologna.
What?
The tangy zip?
It's gross.
Of Miracle Whip? A bologna sandwich with Miracle Whip? Is one of the most superior.
You got
like
you got dueling wangs.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it
too
is.
Too much wang.
They're wanging their way through your taste buds. It is a wang fight in the back of your mouth.
I don't know if I should mention now that hot dogs are also referred to as glizzies now.
Whatever you're serving, I'm in. Put two on the plate.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Show meeting? Should we have it here? Let's just have it here.
Okay.
This is a good spot to have a show meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to hold hands?
No, this is not a hold hands experience.
Oh,
this is one of those.
No.
This is one of those not so good show meetings.
Oh no. Okay.
This is a little behind the scenes thing that happens. Sometimes it happens on the air, but more often than not, off the air, the three of us get involved in conversations where it's like, oh, Noah texted me. He wants Poke Works, and then Aaron's like, oh, God, I want poke tonight.
I don't know
tonight.
If I've ever made that
You've
sound.
You've made the sound.
In
it's
regards
the Homer
to food.
Hungry sound. It's like, oh. It's like, and you're like, oh, I'm a Kim. And Tiak, if we even say the C word, he'll go. Right. It's Culver's.
Am I doing it
is
right?
the word. It's not the other C word. So somehow we got to chatting yesterday. And I don't remember what happened, but something got said about Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it was like, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I have to have Jersey Mike's. I haven't had it
in forever. Like now.
Forever.
Now
but you have
time.
Had it before, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Jersey Mike's is the bomb.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Very good.
The
Jews.
The
I don't like the Jews.
What's the bomb?
What?
So, Mike's Way, you reminded me of that.
Yeah, because it's always confusing because I have to go get it. My wife is a sandwich lover, so I have to go get it. And it's always like, just, you know, get me the sandwich. And then it's like, well, what comes on it? And I'm like, I don't know. And then the
shut up, because Culver's does the same crap.
And it's frustrating.
They're deluxe.
But,
it doesn't say what's on it.
But I like it plain, so it works out for me. But this is true, because I know she wants all those sauces and stuff. And it's always like, the sign says, every sub comes Mike's way with the juice and onions and whatever else on it. But then it gets to, they're putting the stuff on, and they go, well, what do you want on it? I'm like, I don't know. You tell me. What is supposed to come on it? And they're like, well, what do you want? Like, well, the sign says everything. Ugh. Juice. Like, so it's that's my biggest complaint.
So you said this whole thing to me yesterday, and I'm just like, ugh, I got to have it. So I need to preface, because I think Jersey Mike's, I think they do, they don't help us out yet, but I think we're going to get them to, maybe not after this break. But like, oh, no. They do a lot of charity things.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge.
Jersey Mike's Day of Giving, too.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I know they help out one of our radio friends in Atlanta, Bert.
He does
a day for his Burt's Big Adventure or whatever. And it's like, you go into any Atlanta Jersey Mike's that day, mm-hmm. and like half the money helps him take sick kids to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Or Disney World awesome. Or whatever. And I'm not, this is not a plug for Burt. Screw that dude. or whatever. I want to go on record and say Jersey Mike's, great company, great sandwiches. I will never go to the Jersey Mike's in Reunion ever again.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Oh.
As long as I live.
Why?
Never as long as I live.
What?
And it's your fault,
Aaron.
I did not say anything about Jersey Mike's.
So I get in my car and I'm leaving here, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I don't like human interaction. I think y'all know. Mm. I mean, I love Live at Fives and I love our Christmas concert. I like that kind, but it's like, I use a self-checkout at grocery stores because I don't want to be like, oh, these mangoes look good. Shut up. I don't need a comment on my mangoes. I just want the mangoes.
Yeah, I think I'm the same way. It feels like you're inconveniencing people. Yes. It's like, it's the same thing like when I get Sonic, I order on the app. Yes. Sometimes the app is down. And
especially with your particular order.
Yeah, you start having palpitations and stuff. Right. Like, oh God.
Because you're like, ask me what could I have this burger without, and it's like, yeah. if I just hit the check mark on the app, it's so much easier. Uh-huh. Yeah. My Starbucks order is like 7 sentences. Mm-hmm. But it's one click.
And they hate me inside the restaurant.
Of course
they
do.
Don't see me. I don't have to know that they're hating me when I do it face to face.
Don't try to suck up to me because I still have a problem.
No. So you guys have a lot of problems.
So I jump on the app and I'm like, I just want the turkey, whatever it is, you know. So I find the turkey sandwich and I'm like, just do it what Tiak talked about, Mike's way. And the app is just being weird. I can't find it. And I'm like, is it just automatically come that way? He said it did. But then it's like, well, here's the sauce. The like oil and vinegar or whatever sauce. And I'm like, well, okay, we'll add that. I'm like, well, I want the peppers, so I'll add the peppers. And I do all these things and it's like, it'll be ready at this time. And I'm like, ah. But I time it perfectly because it's like, it's going to take this long. And when I know I'm like 8 minutes from Jersey Mike's, I hit the button and then I drive there and I pull up and I get pole position. Like, ooh. This is going to be my greatest sandwich experience ever.
You're craving it. You're ready for it.
Oh my God.
Everything's
lined up. And I wanted
the
jalapeno chips with it. God. So I walk in and I'm like, they do not put their orders out on the shelf.
Okay.
You have to walk up and say, I got it to go. And they're like, what's the name? And I said, Michael, because I don't order under the other name. And they're like, oh, somebody just picked that up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? She's like, just a couple minutes ago, somebody came and got the order for Michael. I'm like, well,
what?
Huh? How do we want to tackle this then? Because I've been thinking about Jersey Mike's for the last like 2 hours. Like, you guys got me riled up way before I left here. And I'm like, I guess I'll get a manager. So now it is a to-do inside Jersey Mike's. There's like, what I'm trying to avoid is human contact. Now I got the whole store concerned about my turkey sandwich.
Everybody look at this guy. Yeah. He didn't get his sandwich.
Okay. So then they're like, here's the deal. Can you just show us your phone and show us the order and we'll remake it? So I pull it up on the app, hand them the phone and go, that's what I ordered. And they're like, okay, let's see, turkey. I'm like, this is the Jimmy John's app.
Oh my gosh.
That is so offensive.
Why are you blaming us for your stupidity? What? Are you kidding me?
The reason I couldn't find Mike's Way is Jimmy John's doesn't have a Mike's Way. The reason Jersey Mike's didn't have my sub. It's because, I'm sorry, Jersey Mike, yeah, whatever. I ordered from the wrong restaurant. So then, after...
Sorry. Hey, everybody, look at this guy. He ordered on the wrong app.
After literally...
He's just an idiot, don't worry.
That is literally what happened. I almost didn't have the courage to go to Jimmy John's because I feel like these are all high school kids. And like when
oh,
I
they're making in, fun
they,
of you.
They all yeah. had that look of like, here he comes. I hate my life. Oh my God.
So I was Jimmy John's.
It was awful. It wasn't Jersey Mike's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm trying not to, okay?
Oh, God.
Dinner at Aaron's.
No. Dinner at Chad's.
Oh, my God. You're at Chad's house.
Don't tell him.
Well, we're going to tell him. TX just found a story about... Oh, God.
Yeah, you should never wear your shoes inside your house.
He didn't say that.
It implies it heavily. Because...
Like, you take them off... Like, when do you take... Are you Mr. Rogers? You have a little bench?
Yes.
Like, right... You shut your mouth.
Do you have
do
a
not.
Bench?
Yeah, in the front door. You have a bench?
You come in your front door?
No, you come through the mudroom.
Do you have a mudroom?
Kinda, yeah.
There's no kinda. You either have,
we have a laundry
should we continue
room.
To answer for him?
Yeah. Okay. I've only been to his. The day I took the tour, it was an unannounced tour, and his bed wasn't made. And AHAC was.
Oh no!
She's like, did you take him upstairs? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God. Because they had the swing was still attached.
Yeah.
It was like, very embarrassing.
There was a lot of things. The tripod was still set up.
Yeah, but.
Anyway, so you have a bet, like you have something you can, first off, do you have to sit to take your shoes off? Do the song? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Not every day, but.
And you switch into a cardigan?
Yeah, I put my house cardigan on. Take off my work cardigan.
Oh my God.
Shoes aren't allowed in the house. At our house. Yeah. They're allowed, like, you could, if I come in through the mudroom, I could walk to the front door and take them off there. That's okay, but I can't step on a rug.
Like carpet or even just like an area rug? Sorry, area rug.
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
It's from a comedian. Never mind. It's so stupid.
Neither.
You won't touch fibers with your shoes.
No shoes on the carpet. You can ask my son. He'll tell you the same thing.
How do you feel about guests doing that? Or do you force them to?
We don't force guests to. It gets a little tricky with the parenting, especially like when we have a birthday party.
And there's a bunch of kids.
And we also put shoes on. Because it's like, this is a different occasion. Mm-hmm. So as the host, we put shoes on because we're not going to be the only people not wearing shoes.
You don't want to make your guests uncomfortable.
Yeah, but then our son's like, "What? We choose no shoes in the house." We're like, today's okay. It's your birthday. Do whatever
you want. That's not a rule. It's like, oh, we don't play with fire except this day. Like rules
are rules. 4th of July, kind of.
No. Okay, so why? I know you have this story and you think it's a bombshell. If you wear shoes in the house, what? If then what?
If you wear shoes in the house, it means chances are you're putting your feet all over the place, probably on a coffee table, maybe a dining table.
And?
There's poop on the bottom of your shoe.
Poop.
There's poop, yes.
When was the last time you walked through poop?
What time is it now?
Okay, I'm saying I don't walk through poop.
That you're aware of. I know I've walked through some like within this past week. The geese out there.
I avoid.
You
the
avoid
great...
as much as you can,
no,
but it's
I
still
completely
there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's bacteria on everything. You're walking around the grocery store. You're walking around here. You're going to the bathroom in these public places and your shoes are picking up all of it. And then you're getting home and you're just putting them right next to your dinner plate.
Okay, well, here's the problem. You don't wear shoes in the house. Right. Aaron is currently house-sitting for my buddy Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, my good old buddy Chad.
She didn't wear the shoes in the house.
I did a little bit, because I had to...
When it was time to like, oh, I got to grab my shoes and I'll put them on in a minute, where did she set them down?
Mm-hmm.
On the dining table.
If you're a friend of Chad's and you're invited to a dinner party.
I'll sanitize.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Basically, we want to talk about when you were busted.
Yeah, busted.
A dude is suing Apple because his wife, there was some, what was that software update or something? Something happened where if you hadn't deleted like text messages or something from all of your different devices, when you upgraded your iOS, everything showed back up on all your devices.
Oh no.
So people were like, they took some D pics or they did whatever and then they got rid of them. And then when they got this Apple update, all of a sudden, their D-pics all showed back up. Well,
the lingering D-pics.
This dude had sent texts to women he had paid for relations.
Oh, interesting. Which, is that a texting kind of transaction? I don't know. Aaron?
Oh, I am. I'm a little torn. If I answer, I'm in trouble. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, T. Well, some of them, TX. Some of them even take Venmo. Would you believe that?
I don't know.
In this case, what he didn't understand was, yeah, your texts are on your computer at home. Like, unless you tell it not to be. Like, if you're using iMessage, that's on your laptop. That's on your iMac. That's on your iPad. It's on all your devices. So his wife jumped on the iMac desktop.
Oh, no.
And just started scrolling through texts and... saw all the texts to the hookers. She divorced him, took him for all he was worth. He wants $6.3 million because Apple got him busted.
Which, I don't know. I don't think it's Apple's fault. I think it's his fault, right?
He deleted them. And then you're right. He's still a degenerate who pays... relations workers.
Yeah.
So this, I mean, you get the idea at this point. We'll give you a couple of other examples. Like, but how, what was it, technology that screwed you up? Did somebody wait in the wings, hide behind a plant? What was the thing that got you busted, or how did you bust somebody else? 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I got busted doing our senior prank in high school.
Okay.
We went and we did it. We got away with it. We went home. We slept. And then the next morning, my mom came in and woke me up. And she said, the school called.
Oh, God, I remember this. I remember what you did, you dumbass.
What is the school
calling
me for?
Why are you not on Stupendously Stupid Stories? For those of you who don't know what he did, just say, like.
They found a flashlight that had.
It said hack on it.
It said hack, yeah. But it said my mom's name. It was her. Like whenever she sends
you took a monogrammed flashlight to a crime.
Well, it just had a sticker, like the return address sticker that you put on all your letters.
Your mom
and
cares so much about a damn flashlight that she puts a.
Well, she knew I'd lose it, I guess. But yeah,
on top of the school.
They found it. Said, well, we know hack was here, and they brought me in, and we're like, well, who else was here? And I said, I wasn't even here. My mom was here. Wasn't my, it's not my name.
Yeah, really. It's like,
she must have really wanted
to do a senior prank this year, sir.
She had a better alibi than me when it came down to it, and I was busted. So dumb. It wasn't even me who left it. It was my buddy. I brought the flashlights, and my buddy left it, and I just was so high on the adrenaline of pulling it off. We didn't do a proper count after.
Okay.
Stupid.
All right. As I have other stories that we could read from the news, but as long as you've been here and been so forthcoming, I think I can tell a personal busted story.
Okay.
There was a time in my life where I wasn't a good person as it relates to having boundaries on the number of relationships with females you should have at any given time.
Okay. Yeah. Doing the spinning plate routine.
I did have a little bit of the clown spinning a plate routine going.
Now watch this.
I can't. And I had it. I I was pretty good at it. And I...
We toured the country.
I, what I didn't account for, there's one thing that can happen to you if you're this type of person. And it never occurred to me that this thing could happen to me, but it happens to all of us every single year. It's your birthday.
Ah.
I had made plans with one girl on my birthday and told everyone else, I got stuff to do. But everyone else being understanding of me having other plans, but still wanting to wish me well, just stopped by to wish me well.
That's now you're throwing a plate on fire.
So there was definitely a plate full of dog poop. There was definitely a fire plate, a gasoline plate, and they all just... I mean, I had one down in the parking lot, one in my apartment.
Oh, no.
And one on the way. And the one in the parking lot... Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm getting so nervous I get choked up. The one in the parking lot, I had her leaving, and then her car wouldn't start.
Oh, no. Of all times.
So I'm sitting there jumping her in the parking lot with one upstairs why are you jumping this strange woman's car? She's looking down from my apartment going, why are you helping the stranger? And another one pulling in going, oh, you're helping a stranger. I'll just wait for you in the apartment. And I'm just like, I just got my car and left. Started a new life. That's why my name is Slacker on the radio. No one knows who that old person was. Your birthday, hack.
Yeah.
That's what gets you busted.
So you're just alone.
Yeah, I'm just alone again without you. All right, so if you've been busted doing something or you busted somebody in an epic style, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to talk about busted stories, and I think our phones are busted.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Do you want to admit any more things you got busted for?
Yeah. So I'm very close with my dad, and we would go on.
You're actually going to do another one?
Yeah, I'll do another one. Yeah. I've been busted. Yeah, all the time. Okay. I'm a guy. That's
really... Okay.
So, well, we would go to games all the time. That's how we spent time together, is we go to baseball games, basketball games, whatever. But my dad has this thing where he goes, our seats are here, but we can go down there. There's two down there. Let's go down there. And I'm like, but that someone else is there.
Your dad encouraged seat jumping?
He did. Yeah. Every time. Every single time. Just try to get as close as we can. And then what would inevitably happen is the person with those tickets would come and go, look,
hey,
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
And it's so uncomfortable just every time. And we're just busted. And we just go, yep. And just stand up and leave. And I hated it. But I think it built character a little bit to be able to stand there and just know you're in the wrong. And you're just like, yep. I just got away with it for a little bit.
That's the worst thing in the world for me. Like, even when I'm in my right seat and somebody tries to tell me and they bring the usher down, I have that thing like you're a shoplifter. Like, you're walking.
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, I swear to God, these are my tickets. I can't prove it enough. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, we'd always have to do the walk of shame, then back up way to the top where our seats were.
Everybody knows that you're a loser.
Yeah. Boo. They're booing. Yeah.
So I have another story that's not about me, but I know... I'm going to try to leave as much... The people who know who I'm talking about are going to know exactly what's happening.
Okay.
But I know a person who's super talented and gets to occasionally sing the national anthem at things. And this has happened since they were little.
Okay, wow.
And but still sort of old enough to drive and whatnot. And this person was asked to sing the national anthem at, like, not a big event, like a stock showy kind of event, or a baseball game, like a minor league. It was like not a huge event, but it was like, you know, and her parents were like, you're great. Just you've been asked, just drive yourself out there, knock it out of the park, blah, blah, blah. And this person had chosen that particular day to have some hot, steamy relations.
Okay. Yeah.
So this person... I'm doing the best. If you're listening, I swear to God, I'm doing the best I can to leave all this information out of the way. Then their sibling was also talented and said, they called their sibling and said, hey, can you just go sing the national anthem? Blah, 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 blah. Just tell them you're me. Nobody's going to, it's like all they care about is somebody can go, oh, say, yeah. And so it's like, yep, I'll go do it. They went and banged it out. Each of them went and banged it out.
Okay.
Like, one of them went to sing the national anthem, the other went to have steamy hot relations.
Okay, yeah. Which one do you think lasted longer?
The national anthem, by far. We're talking like 16-year-olds.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so cut to dinner. Family dinner, everybody's sitting around. How was your day? Oh, my day was good. Everybody's telling their stories. Well, how was the national anthem today?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, God, I did so good. Just showed up. They were very kind to me. I was like, were they? They were nice to you? Yeah, they were great. And you sang it and you just got up there and was like, yeah. Oh, that's so good. You know, I was afraid you weren't going to do okay, so I came out to videotape it. Let's watch the video. Outcomes.
Which video?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story where one of TX's favorite things almost killed a man.
Culver's?
Oh, no.
So close.
I've got a story about a man. I guess you could say he was feeling a little peckish.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A farmer in China is suing his local police department.
Do you remember how you're supposed to...
Gosh, hold on.
Hack, can you help her? A farmer in China. Because if it's not from Florida,
no, I know.
We have a moment. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
All right.
He is suing his local police department after a squad car siren scared hundreds of chickens. Look at all those chickens. You guys know what that's from?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
What?
To death, literally.
It's from?
It's from a viral video. Anyway, scare him to death.
Back in the day.
Look at all those chickens.
It's really from a vine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Vine has not been viable in... Okay, keep
do
going.
Do it for the vine. I ain't gonna do it.
Okay. He said that 35 of them died on the spot and then another 400 died.
What?
Another 400 died later due to shock.
From a siren.
From a siren.
Chicken death.
The judge ordered police to pay for the first 35, but then they couldn't prove that the other 400.
The rest of them, yeah, the shock ones.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It's a big loss for the farmer.
Yeah.
Because he had those chickens working around the cluck. It was a big cock-a-doodle don't. How foul.
Let me just... Oh. Hack, if they're not landing with you, they are landing with literally no one on the planet.
They are ruffling your feathers. I'm on her side the whole time! Oh!
Yeah! Look at all those chickens!
My story also not from Florida. But it is from Germany!
Yeah!
Police in Germany had to drive to a thing because there was a guy who crashed his car when they were driving to go check on the car. They killed a lot of chickens on the way. Turn the sirens off! Get to the chopper! Actually, the man was driving and he decided to eat some pizza. And he started to choke on the piece
oh, no.
of pizza. He was
no.
choking.
No.
Can you choke in German for me?
That sounds like something else. I don't
want yeah, he choked and he crashed his car from pizza. Pizza got stuck in his throat, causing him to feel faint, lose
oh,
control
no.
of his car. Yeah, he's fine.
Well,
I go ahead.
No, I'm not going to heed any warnings is all. There's no pun. I'm still eating pizza.
I don't have any pizza puns, so let's just end everyone's misery. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.